The landlord. His knees giving way beneath him with rage, mount the stairs to their room by stamping on them. Not holding the banister, but taking its throat. The million keys shiver in his trouser pocket. He sticks the key in the lock so violently, the other keys in the bunch gag in sympathy. Legs spread wide, takes everything, and hands it over into hands that stretch out from the dark interior. Fills a small glass at a prostrate cabinet, empties it with a smack of the lips, then locks up several bottles of rose hips. Submissive, the table received his blows. Postponement? Shall I tell you how postponement works? Pulled a stick with a horn knob out of a stand and threw the table downstairs instead. The child of the housekeeper opened the gate. The housekeeper's poodle sits on the steps, watches the table as it cartwheels downstairs, includes it in the familiar house and its noise. Throttles the spiral banister as he grows, holds it by the throat and hurls himself up. Submissive, the small door received his blows. Up! Up! Get up, you feeble fellow! The landlord sits down and the housekeeper comes, brings him food on a tray, and then goes away. The table lies down in the street, back broken, but round and round the poodle chases his tail. Dignified, if a little bedraggled, the fallen picks himself and his hat up and goes, like a flyer gone deaf who still knows the sound barrier of the unbearable has been broken.